You are listening to the Freedom Archives podcast, a monthly transmission of voices, visions, and action committed to social justice. The Freedom Archives is among the largest repositories of audio and video documenting progressive cultural, social, and political movements. Through its efforts, the Freedom Archives helps preserve the past, illuminate the present, and shape the future. This episode, we share the poetry of Marilyn Buck.
Some people read poetry, some can't so well. Yes, I say, Oop and I, we smile.
In the eyes of the government, Marilyn Buck is an enemy of the state, despised for her role in freeing black liberation leader Assata Shakur, hated for her willingness to risk her life and freedom for a world imaginable only to a revolutionary or a poet. Marilyn is someone very different, a woman who lives for transformation. Through her political activism and writing, she creates the possibility of a world of social justice and peace. Through her approach to prison, she transforms the repression and censorship of imprisonment, and in the process, has become a poet. In the CD Wild Poppies, the Freedom Archives recorded poets sharing the poetry of Marilyn Buck. The poet contributors include Amiri Baraka, Dennis Brutus, Fanny Howe, Presente, Sonia Sanchez, Kwame Ture, Nellie Wong, Merle Wu, and many others. Framing the poetry is music contributed by a variety of artists, including India Cook, Fred Ho, and the Brooklyn Saxophone Quartet, and the musicians and activists of Shame the Devil. We open up this podcast with Samsara, an a cappella trio that fuses numerous styles to create music for the next generation of struggle and resistance. Here, Samsara performs Marilyn Buck's Jasper, Texas, which addresses the murder of James Byrd.
Saturday, bare feet, dusted red on East Texas roads, shrieks, slides, heavy summer air, white children play, fearless in pine-shadowed lanes, till dark fall, we're called in behind screen doors. Sunday, sermon spill, out windows in sticky heat, our washed feet, bound in Oxfords and patent leather, swing wild ladies in flower print dresses, bob hats perched on dishwater curls, in prayer to God.
And the one down the road in churches where black families pray for deliverance from the nights of cross burnings, the nights of lynchings.
Pine drenched night.
Once barefoot white killer boy played drag of black man.
Kept
sleepy red roads awake with dusty devils of terror behind their pickup. James Byrd bound sheep carve a bloody ribbon.
His
scream caught by the lynching chain dancing in the dirt.
James Byrd could not get
That was Samsara, performing the poetry of Marilyn Buck. Our next poem, From Wild Poppies, is read by Dennis Brutus. Brutus was imprisoned on Robben Island, South Africa, for his active resistance to the apartheid regime. He has authored many publications, including Letters to Martha and other poems, poems from Algiers and Strains. Brutus reads Marilyn Buck's one-hour yard poem.
I'm glad to read this poem as an expression of solidarity with her in prison as a political prisoner. I was a political prisoner myself in South Africa in opposition to the racism there with people like Nelson Mandela. And of course, I've supported political prisoners in other parts of the world. Here's the poem, 1 hour yard poem. I step from suffocating stillness, from dank cells and dead air out. Fleeting green trespasses, forbidding walls teases my senses, taunts prison's sucking yellow mouth. I am a pale shadow genie, released from my cell for 1 hour. I unwind to receive the coquettish day. I dance under the blue-washed sky. High, thick-bodied walls cast aspersions, challenge the sun. Concertina wire grins razor sharp. Birds dance between the teeth. Dandelions dig under, send feathery envoys into the breeze. Defiant flora gains ground, subversive. A lone caterpillar inches across concrete wasteland. Careful, I let it pass. What pleasure watching caterpillar travel forward, while I walk in circles an hour in the sun.
That was Dennis Brutus. Up next, slam poet and performance artist Aya De Leon is performed at Lincoln Center and been the recipient of a fellowship from the California Arts Council, as well as the Compañeras Award from Underground Railroad. She performs Grito de Vieques on the Wild Poppies disc.
My name is Vieques. I'm a Puerto Rican girl. My stepfather is the United States. He comes into my room at night to do his business. My name is Vieques. I used to dream that Spain, my real father, would come back and rescue me, but he's gone for good. I have only the faint and echoing voices of Africana and Taina ancestors telling me that I can survive this. My name is Vieques. When my body started to change, my stepfather dressed me in a clingy, itchy dress. Smile, he told me, smile at the nice foreign military man and pushed me towards him. The military man was not nice. His skin was pasty. His breath smelled. I couldn't understand his language. He came into my room and did his business. My name is Vieques. Sometimes my stepfather sells me to whole groups. He calls them allied forces. I fought back the best I could with chains and live bodies and fishing boats. It happened anyway. My name is Vieques. I am still fighting back. I am bigger and stronger now. I have put a church, an encampment, a struggle up at my bedroom door. My stepfather can't get in. He has not been able to do his business for months now, longer than I ever dreamed. My name is Vieques. Without the shock of constant bombardment, the numbness is subsiding. I look at my body and see the devastation. Lagoons like self-esteem have dried up to nothingness. My womb is wilting with radiation from illegally used uranium ammunition. Where my skin was once lush and soft, I am scarred. Old tanks like cigarette burns dot my flesh. Unexploded bombs like memories. may detonate in the future when chosen lovers touch me in the wrong spot or without warning. My name is Vieques. The numbness is subsiding. Tender shoots of grass push up towards the sky. A lizard sneaks back to sun itself on a chunk of shrapnel. A butterfly alights on a rusted out jet. Fish slowly make their way back toward my shores, no longer reverberating with shockwaves of violation. My name is Vieques. This is my body. It may be worth $80 million a year to you, Yankee, but it is priceless. To me, my door is barred. I have burned the clingy, itchy dress. The encampment grows stronger. The fish, the lizards, the grass, the butterflies stand with me. I'll never be the same, but I'll never be yours again to do your dirty business. My name is Vieques, and I will be free. Viva Vieques, libre! Viva Puerto Rico, libre!
You are listening to Aya de Leon on the Freedom Archives podcast. For more information about this recording, or to purchase it and recordings like this, visit the website freedomarchives.org. Presente is a poetry collective that puts its performances to music. Here, Presente offers Marilyn Buck's Blues for Shaka, a poem dedicated to prisoner Shaka Sankofa, executed by the state of Texas in 2000.
Young black men in Texas fill up the row, where death is celebrated by old Jim Crow. Jim may be Bush, or maybe some Houston judge, but we keep on trying to throw their bloody noose into history's sludge. Murderers, murderers, no law can cover up your racist murder madness. Killers, killers, no one can justify murder of a man railroaded, gagged, and tied. With a mighty roar, let justice erupt. Stop the Jim Crow killers who smirked while Shaka died.
That was Presente. In our next segment, award-winning poet, playwright, editor, and author Sonia Sanchez's work spans 5 decades. She held the Laura Carnell Chair in English at Temple University until her retirement in 1999. On the disc Wild Poppies, Sanchez reads Prayer by Marilyn Buck.
I pray that the poor recover, breathe deeply sun-dappled reclamation, a repast of sweet relief. I pray that the martyred and murdered rise in the light of infant cradle, smiles, rainbow chants, and morning hymns. I pray that the innocent restore ebony bone crescendos, glory sounds drumming upon the shores. I pray that the predators perish, swallowed by their greed, stuff, sump, pumps, gulping in the wind. I pray that globe-grabbing cannibals consume themselves, roasted in black gold, rafts irradiated by wrung earth remains. I pray that the demons drown beneath the pounding footprints left by audacious dancers in the dawn. Let us pray that day and night embrace subversive lovers unafraid of sweat, redemption, emancipation's creed. Let us pray, let us pray, let us pray, amen. Let us pray.
That was Sonia Sanchez. We close out this edition of the Freedom Archives podcast with Marilyn Buck herself, reading her poem from which this disc is named, Wild Poppies.
This call is from a federal prison.
I remember red poppies wild behind the schoolhouse. I didn't want to be there, but I loved to watch the poppies. I used to sit in the window of my room sketching charcoal trees. What happened to those magnolias, to that girl? I went off to college, escaped my father's thunderstorms, Berkeley, rebellion, exhilaration. The Vietnam War, Black Power, Che took me to Chicago, midnight lights under Wacker Drive, uptown, Southside, slapped by self-determination for taking Freedom Wall photos without asking. On to California, driving at 3 o'clock in the morning in the mountains. I got it. What self-determination means. A daunting task for a young white woman. I was humbled. Practice is concrete, harder than crystal dream concepts. San Francisco on the front steps at Fulton Street, smoking reefer, drinking bitter dog with Black Panthers and white hippie radicals, talking about when the revolution comes. The revolution did not come. Fred Bennett was missing. We learned he'd been found, ashes, bones, a wedding ring. But later there was Asada's freedom smile. Then I was captured, locked into a cell of sewer water, spirit deflated. I survived, carried on, glad to be like a weed, a wild red poppy, rooted in life.
You've been listening to the Freedom Archives podcast. Based in San Francisco, California, the Freedom Archives maintains thousands of hours of audio and video recordings documenting social justice movements locally, nationally, and internationally from the 1960s to the present. The archives features speeches by movement leaders and community activists, footage from protests and demonstrations, and coverage of cultural currents of rebellion and resistance. materials constitute a compelling record of sound and cultural diversity and are thus an invaluable resource for young people, students, teachers, diverse community organizations, media outlets, activists, historians, artists, and researchers. The poetry, music, mixes, production techniques, and sound collages represent an innovative contribution to the art of radio and the cultural ambiance of the 1960s and subsequent decades. To purchase the recording you have heard this program and others like it, get in touch. The Freedom Archives is reachable via its website, freedomarchives.org. By phone, call 415-863-9977. You can also send an email to info@freedomarchives.org. The Freedom Archives, a 501c3 nonprofit organization, welcomes donations in support of its work. Operating on a shoestring budget, the Freedom Archives has assembled the equipment and facilities to begin both the classification of materials and the remastering of the collection. Without preservation, the very existence of these recordings for future generations will be lost. The Freedom Archives street address is 522 Valencia Street, San Francisco, California, 94110. Again, its website is freedomarchives.org. Our opening music was provided by Drop Trio, a Creative Commons licensed artist. I'm Alicia Crowder. Thanks for downloading this podcast, and please tell a friend about it and the work of the Freedom Archives.